This is the Steve Gerber Show on the Michigan Talk Network. Da, da, da.
Da, da, da. Da, da, da. 33 after on a Monday. Good to have you here. Michigan needs to rethink how it does economic development. That, according to the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Why and how? Well, Jared Skorup here to talk more about it. He is the Director of Marketing and Communications at the Mackinac Center. Jared, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Big declaration there in the headline that Michigan needs to rethink how it does economic development. Now, Michigan, like a lot of places, obviously enjoying the resurgent economy right now, but other things concern you systemically more long-term. Do explain.
Yeah, well, the main point that I make in the piece is if you look at our budget, our state budget has been growing, but we get essentially no money from business taxes and or business or corporate taxes. And the reason for that isn't that we don't tax businesses and corporations. It's that we take in that money and we almost immediately redistribute it to just a few companies because of these tax credits that we've had going on in the past and that will continue to dog us going forward. And so my point is that's pretty much the worst way you can do a tax system because you have taxes on people, but you're not actually getting any benefit to the state budget to spend elsewhere. And so I call for a change in doing that.
So in these tax credits, though, weren't these tax credits, and help me here a bit, Jared, because, you know, a lot of things to keep up with, but I thought these tax credits were by and large curtailed over the last couple of years. Now, they're still there, some that were in place, but we're not adding new ones, are we, or are we?
So we have most of these credits were we started giving out during the Granholm years, and they're usually 20 or 30 year credits. So they're going to continue to be on the books, and companies can cash them in whenever they want. We did enter some agreements with a couple of the companies so that we at least have a little bit better of an idea of how much we're going to be paying out, and that's been helpful. And we're not adding new ones, at least to the main tax credit program that's been a problem, which is called MEGA. However, we have added two new programs that are tax credit programs on the books that we've done just in the last year, or in the last 2 years. And so I worry about us doing that, doing any more of that going forward. And then we've had a political campaign, so you never really know what the next governor, what the next legislature is going to do. And specifically, Governor Whitmer said she wants to turbocharge this tax credit industry that we've had.
So she wants to add to it. Now, how does that fall in line with what she says that the corporations are getting too big a tax deal in Michigan? I've heard those comments right here on this program when she's been here, and that some of these people are getting too big a credit. How does that fall in line?
Well, I don't know, and I hope, I mean, she's obviously been, it's political candidates, both candidates have been pretty vague about what they mean by that, and, you know, they have to see what the legislative makeup is and that kind of thing, but she's certainly, candidate Whitmer has certainly been favorable to these types of programs in the past, and I think that they're pretty destructive to the economy and make it really tough to. They're harmful to the budget, too. So that's an easy area of what I would say of a program that we should cut that would help with the revenue for the rest of the budget. And look, I hate taxes. I work for Free Market Think Tank. I think we should cut them. I
sure.
Just think that we should cut them evenly for everybody.
The problem being, of course, is the situation you're in now is, like you said, 20 to 30-year tax credits. We're stuck with them, a lot of them, even ones were done in Jennifer Granholm's administration. Still have 10 or 15 years left on them, right? I mean, you're just stuck with these tax credits. And so I guess my question would be, is there no way to readdress these? Would you see a different approach under a Governor Bill Schuette? What do you think?
I think the ones that are on the books, we are stuck with them. It'd be hard to, it would be a big legal fight on if you could get rid of those, considering it was state law that passed them and set them into place. We should certainly take that lesson, say, okay, that was rough. That's tough for our state budget. It makes it very hard to budget for things going forward. We should take that lesson, and we should not be adding anything new going forward. And the mistake was the legislature made was they did add to that new going forward. And there's no there's plenty of blame to go around here if you don't like that, or plenty of praise to go around if you do like it. It was a bipartisan vote. It was the leadership of Democrats and Republicans. We've been critical of that. We don't think that that's a good way to do economic policy going forward.
Let me ask you this, Jarrett Skor up here, Director of Marketing and Communications at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. So if you went back and just said, listen, this isn't feasible anymore. We can't do this. We can't continue to extend these tax credits, mega tax credits, all of these, because it's not financially responsible. It's not feasible. It doesn't make sense. Then the question becomes, is there any recourse? Is there any way to go back and say, you know what, we were wrong, we can't continue this? Or are you just stuck with it?
Well, the ones that you've promised out, you are stuck with. But we've added some pretty significant new programs going forward that still add up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars going forward. Actually about $400 million out of the state budget still going forward. And there's tons of control that the legislature has over that. They can change that anytime they want. I'm trying to point out in my piece that you know, for most people out there, I think this can be people on the left and the right can agree on. Look, we should not have high taxes on some businesses, no taxes on others, and subsidies for others. We should try best we can get as close to a fair and flat tax system as we possibly can. And then also that if we, when we do have these huge expenses on the books that we've had from the past, we should not be adding anything new to that. It's kind of like pension debt or something along those lines. Stop digging the hole that you're in and focus on paying off what you actually do owe.
Yeah. If the hole's getting deeper, stop digging, you know, stop going farther down, get rid of the shovel. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, but the question is, what's it going to take politically? What kind of political courage? How do you get there? I mean, because it's going to take a change, isn't it?
Sure, and the Detroit Free Press recently had an article about the company United Shore, which is a mortgage lender, and they moved into Pontiac. They spent $85 million to renovate a General Motors location, and they actually refused incentives in order to do so. So I've pointed that out as a praiseworthy thing, I thought, in the piece. They were offered incentives and they turned it down and said, no, we're a profitable company. Spend that money on some core government service. And I do hope that more of that starts happening.
Yeah, I certainly hope you're right. It'd be nice to start turning this thing around and heading in the right direction. Obviously, right now, it looks like it's more likely to be a Governor Whitmer than Governor Schuette. But, you know, a few days to go here, a couple of weeks, the race is single digits. What do you think is going to change this race? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, man, so if you were talking to me 2 years ago and I would have been on your radio show, I'm sure we would have said, looks like Hillary's going to be president. What are we going to do for the race? And I would have made some horrible predictions. So I try to keep my predictions to myself now so I don't embarrass myself going forward.
Yeah, prognosticating. Yeah, I didn't treat people well a couple of years. That's probably a safe place to be, Jarrett, and I appreciate that. Jarrett Skor up here, Director of Marketing and Communications at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Always a pleasure, Jarrett.
Thank you.
There you have it. Right now it's 41 after. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power.
If you have a friend battling the IRS or a friend fighting over taxes with the Michigan Department of Treasury, I have a friend too. Chris McClatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. He's ready to fight for you. Let's not kid ourselves. Realizing you're up against the IRS or Michigan Department of Treasury will keep you up at night. If you owe more than $10,000, then it's time to get a hold of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Just type in your area code plus tax.com. 517-TAX.com or 269-TAX.com or 906-TAX.com. Get a fresh start today.
today.
Are you finally ready to lose weight and have a great year? Then join me in my Pure Health Solution. I've already lost more than 30 pounds, and that's just the first 30 days. It's incredible. My Pure Health Solutions is not one size fits all, but a custom program just for you. Real food, not fake shakes and bars. Yep, chicken, steak, even seafood, and yes, you lose the weight. I have, and I'm just getting started. Do it now. Get your life back. Lose the weight. Feel great. Get details at MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910 to get started today.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement. Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know, you're probably just a little bit nervous. You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up! Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education. Brought to you by Dollar General.